Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Del Volante.
Oh,
I don't know, man.
Somebody's getting you tomorrow.
I don't know about this one. D-E-O-V-O-L-E-N-T.
Devon?
Dio Valente is what we're going to go with.
Ooh.
Bruo Valente.
Best of luck, my friend.
Yeah, we'll do the best.
I want everybody to know that I didn't even try to pronounce this. Yeah. This is all on Brian.
It's all me. I'll take it. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. No matter what role you play in your business, if you can get Pip Printing and Signs involved, you should do that, because they have got 30-plus years of helping businesses just like yours get their message out and change their image. If your business feels like it's tired, it feels like it's just the same old, and you need a facelift, Pip Printing and Signs can provide that for you. They have an incredible plan for your business. Go to their website at pipridgeland.com to get an idea of everything that Pip Printing and Signs can do for your business. And of course, don't forget, if you're a Mississippi State fan, you can become a Bulldog Initiative business just by doing business with Pip Printing and Signs. Call Cam Baker at 601-499-5216. Tell him you heard about him on Thunder and Lightning. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And I know that you are looking for it. We are just weeks away from the season, or days away, really. And if you haven't gotten that new game day polo yet, well, what are you waiting on? Head to College Corner now. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area: Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowa by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best place in town is Restaurant Tyler. If you're looking for a special occasion, or you just want the dinner to be the special occasion, you can go to Restaurant Tyler for one of the best steaks in the state of Mississippi. Great pasta dishes, great southern delicacies, spun up, gussied up southern cooking is how I like to refer to it. And of course, they have my favorite dessert in town, the stuffed pancake. I haven't had one in a while. I don't think I've had one since you had to pay for it. So
that could be true.
So maybe
last time I had it.
Yeah, so man, I need to get back in on that. If you're looking for the best meal in town, it's easy to find. Lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, it's at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations throughout central Mississippi, here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guy. Let them not only show you those locations and what's close to you, let them show you how Priority One Bank can help manage your money. When you've done the hard work to get the money to the bank, you want to have confidence in your bank that when they put you in money management, that it's going to work for you and your family for years and years to come. You don't want to take unnecessary risks. Priority One Bank can help you have the safe investments that you are looking for. Again, 16 locations. That means if you live in central Mississippi, there's one near you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We're in the rumblings today. Of course, the rumblings are brought to you by the good folks over at Superior Catfish. I enjoyed some Superior Catfish just yesterday. I went to OB's for lunch.
Sunday.
You're not going to believe it. It was awesome.
Yeah, I had it Sunday at Little Dewey.
It's just so good.
I mean, I've never had a bad piece.
I didn't think I could be a catfish snob, but I absolutely am now.
I am. Everywhere I go now, I look.
Yeah.
And see if there's a sign up that says it, because you know the Superior people,
they're very proud of starting to put
we probably support Superior, whatever. I want to make sure.
Yeah.
And I think the word's getting around too.
I think
restaurants are starting to think about it. I saw our friend.
I think restaurants want to have us show up, is what it is.
Yeah, our friend Dylan Mitchell, the head coach of Choctaw County, he did a fish fry with Superior Catfish the other day for his entire coaching staff. So,
did you get that $20 to Caleb Cunningham that I mentioned?
Hey, Caleb, how's this? How's this Benjamin Franklin?
No.
What about this George Washington?
Yeah, I had a little Andrew Jackson for you. So
does this ring a bell?
Notice he hasn't flipped since you gave that to him.
Does this George Washington ring a bell?
Yeah. So
about this Abe Lincoln.
Enjoy Superior Catfish at local restaurants, and of course
we're not paying Caleb Cunningham, ladies and gentlemen. It's a joke.
It was a joke. But seriously, yeah, did you give it to him?
Yes.
Okay.
I got it to him. I know. Actually, it's in my pocket. I'm going today for practice,
and I'll give it to him. And, of course, ask your local grocery guys, ask your frozen food guys, your seafood department guys about Superior Catfish. See if they can get that in there. You can buy it locally, buy it in bulk. And when you have a fish fry, it can be Superior Catfish. There's catfish, and then there's Superior Catfish. Colton Watson. Colton, I got to be honest with you. Your first question is fine. The second question, he tried to ask us some trivia questions. And then it's like, please see the screenshots for the answer. I already know the answer. Like, you can't.
The trivia question?
Yeah, I can't. This doesn't work. So we're not going to worry about the trivia questions. We're just going to ask this question. Rank these from most to least annoying.
Well, I wanted to hear the trivia.
Well, did you not look?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'll ask you.
Okay.
I looked. So.
Well, what's the
first question?
What's trivia? What's the trivia?
Is you want the trivia first?
Yeah, but like, what is the
one is an Olympic trivia question and one is a Mississippi State football trivia question.
Okay. I'm nervous.
All right. Well, we'll get to that in a second. Rank these from most to least annoying. Automatic toilets, automatic sinks, automatic soap dispensers, automatic paper towel dispensers, automatic hand dryers.
Sink.
Sink is, at SEC Media Days, those sinks were not working. And so, like, you'd go and you'd soap up your hands, and you're ready to, and you could not get water out of the sinks. And, I mean, it's just,
I don't have a paper towel, I'll just shake my hands
put it in my jeans. I can always flush a toilet with my hands.
Yes.
I can always get the paper towels out.
Because there's automatic toilets, they have a button on them where you can flush it.
Automatic soap dispenser, I can always push the thing and get the soap out. But if the automatic sink's not working, you can't wash your hands.
It's so annoying.
It's easy,
man.
Number one.
So annoying.
I'm going to go, my order would be sinks, automatic hand dryers when there are no paper towel dispenser is annoying. Like,
well,
if it's not working, and
it's hard to believe that everything wouldn't be working there.
Yeah,
I would say the hand dryer would be last because I'm
just saying,
probably
like,
going to get the.
There are some bathrooms you go in and all they have is the hand dryer.
Oh, gotcha.
And if that's not working, that's a problem.
I haven't encountered that.
It happens.
I just don't like
the hand dryer. I like to use paper towels.
Yeah, me too.
So I say that's two for me.
Two for me is the paper towels.
Okay. Soap dispenser is my third, because sometimes that'll shoot out at you, and you're like, okay.
Usually you have, like, a soap dispenser, and you have, like, Germex.
Yeah.
So, like,
I like having
the
both.
Backup is if you don't have the soap.
You can always just sanitize. And
right.
Until you get somewhere else. Toilets is probably last, because, I mean, you can always flush a toilet. There's always a method to flush it. So. All right, here we go. Please guess how many of Michael Phelps' 29 individual world records are still standing. And then you can see the second screenshot for the answer. So go ahead. How many of his 29 individual records still stand as of this past Olympics?
27.
Zero.
They're all broken?
They're all broken.
What?
That's what it says.
I feel like an idiot. I haven't kept up with swimming since he left. I used to watch that religiously, so I've stopped.
How long do you think?
The men have broken it.
Yes.
Okay.
How long do you think it has been since Mississippi State played one or fewer teams with a feline mascot over the course of a single football season?
Well, it's been since the 40s, right? Since State last did not play LSU?
Yeah, you're on the right track, yeah.
Okay, so it's at least that. I'm going to guess 80 years.
So 80 years will be 1944, that's your guess?
No, it's going to be more than that. Because I think 1944 was around the time that was the last time they played LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably would have played Auburn at some point. I don't know. Is it like the 1920s?
1929. The only 29. Feline on the schedule was LSU.
Wait, so the question was the last time they've...
Played one or fewer.
One or fewer.
Right.
Okay.
LSU was the only cat on the schedule in 1929.
That's wild.
They played Henderson State. What is Henderson State's mascot? I don't even know.
Like a bobcat?
They're the Reddies. R-E-D-D-I-S. What is a Reddy?
I don't know.
We might. It's just like the Reds. It's just a
because so
they wear
the
red. Because they wear red.
So what's the LSU? The mascot is a cat?
It doesn't say what the mascot is. I think it's like Big Red.
Well, I thought that was part of the...
No. The only cat mascot that State played in...
Why did you mention Henderson State?
Because I wanted to know what their mascot was, just to make sure that he was correct.
Why did he mention Henderson State?
He didn't. State played Henderson State that year.
You were just looking at the...
Yeah, I was looking at... That's the only one whose mascot I don't know. They played Georgia Tech, Yellow Jackets, Tulane's the Green Wave. There's LSU. They played Mississippi College, who I guess were the Choctaws back then. Michigan State, who are the Spartans. Millsaps, the Majors, and Ole Miss, who are the Rebels. Ole Miss is a feline. You know what I'm saying.
So, speaking of that, I mentioned Bobcats a while ago.
Yeah.
Just a random conversation.
Go ahead.
When my aunt leaves the town, she lives across the road from me, and her dog, you know, like the neighbor next door feeds the dog or whatever. The dog gets lonely, and it comes over to my house so it can get attention from Natty. And at nighttime, this dog barks at things in the woods. And so it started barking at 3 a.m. this morning. And so Becky goes outside, yells at it, whatever. That didn't do anything. She said it was staring at my cat and barking, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts doing it again like 30 minutes later. So I go outside. And it's standing in the grass, and I just hear, row, 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 like that. And I was like, oh, that's a bobcat. And I don't know if I made the correct sound, but you get the point. When I go outside at nighttime in the country, and there's like hardly any sounds, and all I hear is that coming from the woods, it is frightening. I don't know if you ever heard a bobcat, but it's scary.
Yeah.
It's really scary. And I'm guessing it's like sitting in the trees or something, and looking at me, and I have no clue where it is.
It's looking at you, though.
It is.
It sees you.
Yep.
So.
It doesn't make any noise when I'm outside just sitting on the porch listening to music.
Yeah.
But if you don't get no music on, and it's, you know.
It'll let you know it's there.
Yeah.
Nathan Kelly asks, in honor of the back-to-school season, let's take a trip down memory lane. When we played hooky or you were sick, use the quotation marks, at Grandma's, what were your top three all-time favorite Price is Right games? All right, for me, Plinko.
Mm-hmm. That's up there for me.
The dice game. Even to this day, I like to roll craps. The dice game and the one with the mount. Yodi, 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 yodi. I like that one, too. That's probably my top three.
Plinko is... Is it Plinko or Plunko?
Plinko.
Okay.
It's Plinko.
That's definitely number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the other one, too, where they're climbing up the mountain.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
The game where you guess the prices of the...
higher or lower.
Like, yes.
Yeah. Like, here's a mixer. Is it higher or lower than $75?
Yep. Yeah. I also like... It's. I don't even know if it's considered one of the games, but when you're just spinning the wheel...
It's not one of the games, but I do like the wheel, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they would do the primetime Price is Right?
No.
They used to have it on at night, like, as a special edition, and, like, the prizes were... So much bigger. Like on Plinko, you remember like the middle used to be like $5,000.
Yes.
On the nighttime one, it was $50,000.
Oh.
You could win big money playing Plinko.
What else did you watch when you were home sick?
If you're home with Mamaw, I stayed with my dad's mom. Mamaw.
You watched Days of Our Lives, didn't you?
That was an NBC house, yes. So we were going to watch Days of Our Lives, Another World, and then Santa Barbara. And then she got a TV in the back later. And so that's when about 3 o'clock I would go back there. And that was G.I. Joe, Transformers, Thundercats, Silverhawks, and then my mom would show up at 5 to pick me up. And then when I got a little older, like I was like maybe 11 or 12, that's when it started. Instead of watching the cartoons, it turned into I was going to watch the MTV Top 10 Video Countdown.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful. You didn't want somebody to come back there and look and see what you were seeing when Girls, Girls, Girls was on, or there was a rat video that was like that. And Mama, what are you watching?
What's this filth you got?
Yeah, exactly.
I never stayed with my grandparents when I was sick because they lived in other cities. But when I stayed home, I'm by myself, pretty much. You know, my mom went to school. My mom didn't even know I was staying home most of the time because I would just convince my dad I'm sick and I need to stay home. And so my dad had to go to church and work, so he would just lock me in inside, you know. I don't know if you can do that these days, but, you know, back then it was common. But, yeah, you know, early morning it was like Price is Right. Around lunch, it's in the heat of the night. And then it was Unsolved Mysteries. And that's when you get really scared. And you know, it's like early afternoon, you're there by yourself, and the like creepy Unsolved Mysteries music comes on. Somebody in California is on the loose, and you think they're coming to your house. And this was actually like 4 years earlier or something.
Well, there was one. They did one about something that happened down in Jackson. And I was just like, that could be us.
You know, Matthew McConaughey was on an episode of that. Yeah, like one of the first things he ever did.
Yeah. Kobe Walker wants to know who we think will have a breakout year. Just pick one guy. First guy you think is going to have a breakout year.
Seydou Traoré. Who,
yeah, that's a good choice.
Spoiler alert, I have him on our media poll.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's...
I don't give away any details of the media
that's
poll.
One of my, that's one of my choices.
Can a freshman be a breakout?
Yeah.
Snaka Burnside.
Okay.
That's my guy.
There's a lot of receivers out there.
I know it. Brogan Fairchild, which sport is the hardest to officiate properly? So in terms of like the big sports, it's got to be hockey, right? Because that thing is moving so fast.
And well,
you
got like,
to be skating. You got to be in good shape to be a hockey ref.
It's so physical, too. Mm-hmm. Like, when do you realize it's gone too far or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And also, like, I never understood, like, the icing thing. Like, whenever I was playing the NHL games, and I would just shoot the puck across.
You can't do that,
Yeah, I was like, what
is
happening?
It's like offsides in soccer. You can't be ahead of the
puck. Right, I was like, what are we doing here?
It's like you can't have a two-line pass. Is that what it is?
I don't know the rules.
Yeah, so.
I don't know enough about hockey. Yeah. I really should, but, I mean, we just don't cover it here, so.
Brogan also asks, what were your favorite moments from the Olympics? Well, I love the men's basketball final. The last two games were awesome, and that is all the Olympics I watched.
Are you watching more?
I didn't want to get into it.
I love the track.
I love watching the breakdancing video with the Peter Griffin over the top of it.
Oh, there's a
so
one
it's
with
like
that.
It's she's doing all that awful
the
dance.
Australian,
yeah,
yep.
And over the top it's so that made me laugh.
Music. Where did that? Where was that from?
That's Maxwell F. From Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, it's from Beverly Hills Cop. Okay. I always forget where that
that's
came
when he goes
from.
It's the one where he goes back to the 80s, and he's at the club with Cleveland dancing to Axel Echo. He's back in the 80s. So, yeah, there you go. Philip Owen asks, AEW question. I watched a few minutes of that double cage match and couldn't believe what I was seeing. Are you talking about blood and guts? Give it some respect. Were the staple guns real? Dude got stapled in the cheek. Yeah.
That was real.
That's real staples.
Yes, this happened many times before.
Yeah.
They also put
when he stapled him in, was the first time they used it when he stapled him in the chest and like put that picture on. I was like, that hurts. That hurt.
Yeah, I've seen that a few times. I remember I think it was Jericho and somebody did that in a cage match.
Yeah,
no, it was might have been WWE that he did that.
Really?
Yeah, and he did thumbtacks.
Was that match with Dean Ambrose?
Yes,
that crazy like the they had the stuff all around the cage. Insane asylum match.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, and his match that he had where he's just chopping like they
he
just
started
chopped
bleeding.
For 15.
He busted his him open chest, from chops.
His chest was rough.
You know, like the next day he had to like not wear a shirt the whole night.
I was thinking about it. Like I was just thinking, he's going back to his hotel tonight, and that's just gonna be a miserable sleep.
Yeah,
he's not gonna be able to sleep unless he has like
sleep in like a recliner or something.
I mean, he's just gonna be laying there like. God.
It's like the worst sunburn ever.
But it's one of those deals, like, he's getting paid so much money.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. Ford Polk, if you go back in time, but only to a time that you were alive in, what year would it be and why? You are the same age as you are now. So if I'm going to be 48 at a time earlier in my life, that's a good question. Because, like, do I have the same job? Because my life might be a little different if I go back to, like, 2001.
Well, if you had the same job, it's a more prominent job. Probably radio was more prominent.
Yeah, you're right. So,
I mean, maybe not a station like in a company like this.
Yeah.
It's so big, but
I don't know. That's a good question. I think I'd like to go back to like the late '90s. That was good times.
Oh yes, That was the best times, like 97 to 2002 or something.
Yeah. I'm also going to get ahead of some things. I'm going to have a sit down with Jackie Sherrill. I'll be like, we need to talk about some of these JUCO guys.
You don't need to take these guys. Yeah. I know you think that you do, you don't.
I'm going to give you a list of names. Underrated guys. You're just going to have to trust
me. Stay away from Arizona Western.
Yeah, you don't need to go there. Also, do either of us think that college conferences will go back to regionality? Obviously not anytime soon, but 20 years in the future. I could see a time where, like, the money is not what it is now.
They just realize that, hey, we're wasting a lot of money doing
this. Like, if you're USC and you're like, we're spending all this money to travel to Rutgers and Penn State, like, what are we doing?
It really is amazing that they didn't have the foresight to say, hey, this doesn't make sense. Because there's going to come a...
It's money.
We're going to get to the point where, you know, football season's over, and we've made all this money, but we're spending significantly more money to make a soccer team travel across the country to play.
Yeah.
That money that we don't have. So it doesn't make any sense. I don't know why it's worked out this way, but, you know, it is what it is. What you might see is you might see some of those teams break off into another conference in those other sports. Because we do see that. We see some programs playing in different conferences than what their football counterparts are playing in. I could see that. Like they create like another West Coast team or something. That's what conference they're in for the sports that can't afford to go across the country.
I could see that, yeah. Cameron Arthur asks us, we recently bought our first house and ended up having to build a railing on our back porch within a few weeks or lose our insurance. Oof. What's an unforeseen house project y'all had to deal with after becoming homeowners? I haven't really had it. It's not really a project, but when we bought the house, there's this gazebo in the back, and it is a piece of garbage. It's falling apart. I want to knock it down and just start fresh, but we just haven't been able to do that yet.
Just take a sledgehammer and knock it down.
Well, yeah, but then I got to get everything off, and then it's like I got this big dead spot in the back of the yard because all the grass underneath it's going to be dead. I don't know what to do.
You can easily spread some seed on it, and it'll grow.
Why don't you? I tell you what.
I'll come out there and do it.
I'm going to get Fall Landscapes to do this for me.
I'll handle it. It wasn't after I was a homeowner, but it was kind of during the process. The driveway was taxing.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, I get rock laid down, and then a big truck would come through and push all the rock underneath the dirt. And, I mean, long term, it was good for that because it gives you, like, a solid foundation. But you still have dirt on top of that. So another load comes in, drops some off. That gets pushed under, so I got to get another load. It was just it was one thing after another with that.
Gotcha.
I finally got to where, you know, it's a good, solid driveway, but I don't really like the rock on it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look great. So eventually, you know, one day I'll probably come back, but it's not going to be anytime soon.
Yeah. We've been too long since Gil Manclang has hit us up with a pick two, leave one.
It's been a long time. Where have you been?
I don't know, Gil. Gil, come on. All right, here we go. Pick two, leave one. Alien, Predator, Terminator.
Terminator.
You're going to leave Terminator?
Yes.
I'm leaving Alien.
Okay.
All right.
I can say that.
Ribeye, filet, prime rib.
Ooh. Ribeye for me. I love a good ribeye.
No, you got to leave it.
Oh.
You leave one.
I'm okay. It's been so long, I forgot how this
screwed
works.
Up there, yeah.
Okay, Terminator and Alien.
Are what you're keeping.
Yes.
You're not keeping Predator?
No, I like Terminator. Man. I like Terminator and Alien more than Predator.
Okay.
I just do.
Okay.
Ribeye and filet.
All right, I'm cutting filet.
Okay.
Yeah. Dishes, laundry, vacuuming.
Ooh.
You didn't have to do one.
Dishes.
I don't mind doing the dishes. I don't like doing laundry. I just can't.
It takes a long time.
It's just
painful. And I'm one of those people, like, I save it all for one day.
Yeah.
So I have a huge load of laundry. And I don't, you know, it takes all day.
Of laundry.
Yes.
Okay.
It takes all day to, I mean, I didn't leave that much space. I told you.
Yeah.
Right after I said a huge load,
yeah, it was
long.
You thought about it for a second, though.
No, I said it. There might have been a split second space in between.
I saw it go across your eyes like, I need to say it.
Because I knew if I said it,
I left
a long space, what was going to happen?
I think we have the same answer for this one. Well, I guess you don't drink, so never mind. We don't. Beer, wine, and liquor. I am not a wine drinker, so I'd keep beer and liquor.
wine for me as well.
George Strait, Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney. Chesney's gone.
Yes, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm definitely keeping Strait and McGraw.
So. Kenny Chesney, who just kind of stands there with a guitar. Yeah. And, I mean, George Strait kind of does it too, but he has so many hits.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not turning that down.
And Kenny Chesney is a huge fan of wherever he is.
Yeah.
Whoever's winning at the time, yeah, that's his biggest.
He's probably a big Ole Miss fan right now.
Yeah, and in Tennessee, he's definitely on board with them, which I think he grew up a Tennessee fan, that's the one that's real,
but the rest, yeah. Wade Jones, I texted Wade Jones the other day. Wade Jones, for those of you who don't know, is a highway patrolman. I went through a roadblock coming back from on 82. And as soon as I got to the officer, I handed him my license. I was like, "Wade Jones working?" He's like, "No, I don't think he's working tonight." And I was like, "That's ridiculous."
Is he still a highway patrolman? Yeah. I thought he moved up to.
Well, he might. I mean,
like
he's still
detective or something.
Well, I mean, he's still in that because I asked him. I was like, I texted him. I was like, "Next time I go through a roadblock, you better be working it." He's like, "You don't want that." I was like, "Nah, I wasn't drinking. I got my insurance up to date. I'm good."
Our buddy. Nathan Kelly, who sent a question in earlier, he sent that video from like 2019 that kind of went viral.
When
that
Wade
dude
smoked that protester?
No, not that.
Okay.
The thing that went viral where the dude was like in his car and would not comply with the officer.
That's a lot of guys, but yeah.
That was on, it was Mississippi Highway Patrolman. Yeah. And the guy was like, you know, I know my rights, whatever. And he was like, "Sir, you were doing 84 and 65 and he was like, "I put the throttle down because I'm fixing my truck. I did it just for a second and then I just let off of it." And so he's just doing that and he was like, I know Jamie Atkins. I know Jamie Atkins well. Call Jamie Atkins." And sat there for like 15 minutes and the dude was finally like, "All right," and reaches in the truck. He's like, "What are you doing?" And he opens the door up and starts pulling this guy out. Keep in mind, this dude looks like Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Nice.
Now. Greg the Hammer Valentine now. Yeah, the swollen Greg the Hammer Valentine. But yeah, apparently this was from like 2019. And like, it made me think of Wade Jones.
There you go. Wade would do that. He would pull me out of the car with thinking about it. Anyway, his question, if you could look into the future at the end of the season and see that Oklahoma's offense is putrid. I haven't said putrid in a while.
I hope it is because I want their fans to see.
Would you think State's offense is fun to watch, or was it a successful season? Yeah, if State is if Oklahoma takes a big step back and State is good offensively, that's a great sign for Mississippi
State. Which I think they will. Yeah. I don't think they're going to be the same kind of offense. They lost.
I agree.
They lost Dylan Gabriel and they lost their play caller.
Yeah,
I don't understand the thoughts from Oklahoma fans on Jeff Lebby. I really don't.
That is a fan base that is so spoiled by success that they just don't. If you're not winning the national title, that you're just not getting it done.
And it's just like, I mean, you had a top 10 offense.
And they want to support the guy who stayed behind.
Yeah.
Right? Venables is a defensive guy, so clearly it couldn't have been his fault because he's still at Oklahoma. So let's blame the guy who left.
But it's like, too, during the season, they wanted him fired. Yeah. Like after a week after he scored like 30-something points.
I know.
And I'm sitting there going, I would die for that. I remember we heard the same thing from Louisville fans on Todd Grantham.
Yeah.
I was like, if he gives up a long third down just because he was aggressive,
it worked.
I promise you it will not be as bad as what we just witnessed in
2016. I did not mind losing that Alabama game as nearly as much as I minded losing the games Peter Sermon lost.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Brett Christensen, if Mississippi State football gets a Justin Parker-like impact from someone on this staff, who is it? And which players do they enhance, like we saw with Gerangelo and Kyle Steven and Tyson Harden, Tyler Davis? So obviously it's Hutzler is the correct answer here.
Yeah. But on offense, I think that you can make a case for like Blake Shapen being a Kyle Steven type jump.
I can see
that.
He
was a solid quarterback.
You knew enough about
him. Can he be a 3,000-yard passer?
So then who's Gerangelo? Who's the guy that we were like, this guy clearly is talented, but he's got to put it together?
That kind of struggle.
Is that? Yeah. So is that?
Could it be Kevon Lee?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good choice.
One of the running backs.
That's a really good choice, actually.
Or could it be? Or could Cal be, like I was saying earlier, say to Troy?
Yeah. And then your huge surprises. Those have got to be defensive, right?
Mm.
That's got to be like. That could be David.
Brandon Jennings.
Brandon Jennings is one, but I was going to say like, could David Turner make KBJ and Kapaka?
Yeah.
Big time players.
Yeah.
Those would be big surprises.
We talked to Brandon Jennings today. I was really impressed with him.
Yeah.
He is super confident.
Well, I mean,
like, we would ask about, you know, somebody asked, What running back is the toughest for you to deal with? And he's like, well, I don't have a problem with any of them. You know, I tackle all of them. He was super confident, and he just looked determined. And I've heard really good things about him the entire camp. So it would not shock me to see him be like a Cal Steven, like I said, type dude.
Yeah. We'll do one more here, and then we'll go to the break. Linton Gilmer got moved into my dorm on Sunday. I'm going to assume this is Will Gilmer's son.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because I'll tell you if I'm right. Yeah, that's him. So I got moved to my dorm Sunday. I need to know the best places to find something to eat. What were the top off-campus places to grab a bite when you were in college? Linton, those places aren't open anymore for me, buddy.
Grumpy's.
Gone. The Blue Goose. Gone. Bulldog Deli. Gone.
What used to be at the camp house?
The halfway house.
Halfway house.
Yeah.
Which, so, I guess kind of the same, but...
Yeah, I mean, but much better now is the camp
house.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Pizza Inn is gone.
Oh, Stromboli's.
Stromboli's is still there.
Technically,
kind of,
but...
Kind of. City Bagel, gone.
City Bagel, yep.
So, let's go with where I would go now. We obviously have told you about Tyler and Two Brothers and the older brother many times here on the show.
I went to Harvey's a lot. I went to...
Harvey's was
real,
a date place for me. If I can get a date, I would take it.
If my parents came into town, where you want to eat, we're going to Harvey's. Or Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah, Richie's gone.
Which doesn't... Oh, I loved Richie's.
Yeah, gone.
Dude, we used to go there every week.
Yeah. Did you ever go eat at, like, the Pollywogs?
Yes.
That's gone. Go to the Joint. Go to the Camp House. Go to Bluto's.
All that stuff's gone, but...
But there's still great stuff.
The net gain in
better.
Food here is
better.
Significant.
Go to Boortown. That's a good one. We haven't been to Boortown in a while. We need to go.
Ooh, I love Boortown.
All right, one more, and then we'll do the break here. Todd Miller, does it pain or upset y'all when guys leave MSU and have a better or great year in the minors when they were just okay or subpar while in college? We talk about this all the time with Sarantola, Casey Hunt. It's having a great career so far.
All those guys
Kate
that we
Smith.
Said, all those guys that we predicted,
These
guys are going to kill it. They're all in AA or AAA.
Yeah.
We
knew
the
talent
was coming.
There. So does it bother me a little?
Brian and I both predicted that Eric Sarantola will be like Brandon Woodruff.
Woodruff was the first guy in this group, by the way, who's like, you knew the talent was there.
Yeah.
You could just never put it together.
And listen, it's hard to blame all of that on Scott Foxhall.
Yeah,
because sometimes,
especially.
And yeah. I think Andrew Walling was a lot of that was on him.
He had some. I'm not saying he was a crazy person. I'm just saying, like, mentally, he wasn't ready for the SEC.
A lot of times, like, it's this kind of mental thing for pitchers. I think it was for him, and he got a chance to step away. And I think KC, too, was a lot like that. Like, he just needed a change of scenery.
Has Fristo done anything? That's another guy
he's hurt right now.
Okay.
He's out for the year.
Okay.
But he's shown some flashes.
Yeah. All right. Let's move into the rest of the rumblings. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. It's still grilling season. It's always grilling season here in the state of Mississippi. So fire up the grill. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef. And if you don't feel like cooking, well, guess what? There's a steakhouse in every town in this state that's putting out fantastic steaks thanks to our Mississippi beef providers. They are doing nearly $500 million worth of agribusiness every year in this state. Let's pump that number up. Those are rookie numbers. Let's get some more steaks on the grill.
We're getting a lot of pictures of people grilling steaks.
I love it. Can't get enough of it. If you're grilling a steak, tag the Mississippi Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place for smoked Southern soul food. The Older Brother is the place for fancy sandwiches, and it was the place for Robbie Faulk today.
Yes, it was.
How was that? What'd you have?
Cheeseburger.
Burger?
I almost ate everything on my plate, but I was just so full I couldn't finish the
fries. You could have
eaten
everything on your plate if I had been there to eat some of your fries.
Yeah, you would have finished off the fries.
Yeah, I would have.
Becky was with me, of course. She had the muffaletta.
Uh-huh. That's
it
her favorite
so
thing.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing I like about the Older Brother is when you order, they fix your food.
Yeah.
And I know some people don't like that because they want to get in and out or whatever, but you are legitimately getting your food fresh.
Yeah.
They cook it to order.
Yes.
When you order the food.
And it's a sandwich. You think about that. Like, sandwiches, usually a lot of that's pre-made.
Right.
Not at the Older Brother. Good
and
call.
And it was absolutely fantastic. And it was packed in there.
When you want to... It's going to be that way going
Oh,
forward.
When school starts, we might not be able to get in there.
That might be a to-go place.
Yeah.
So, enjoy the Older Brother.
Call
enjoy
Barton
Two Brothers.
Barton ahead of time. Like,
we need to get the Older Brother to-go window going. Barton.
Yes.
Yeah. Where are we? Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 49 years. 49 years taking care of their customers. 49 years taking care of you. When you need technology for your business, Advantage Business Systems is who you need to call. Give them a call today, 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you're at the games this fall, make sure you make a trip to Maroon & Co. If you're in Starkville and you need Mississippi State gear, Maroon & Co. is the place to get it. 15% off your purchase with our promo code, THUNDER15. Just mention it at checkout. It's available in-store or online. Some exclusions will apply, but if you're looking for a great new MSU polo, new hat, something for the car, your tailgate, it's all right there. Before you go to Davis Wade, you need to go to Maroon & Co.
That's right.
Paul Barrett asks us, which SEC fan base do you think is the most delusional going into the 2024 season? It's always Ole Miss. The answer is every year. Doesn't matter the situation.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they're actually good or not.
Doesn't matter. So we'll move on from
Arkansas
there.
Is up there.
They're up there. They're up there for sure. Sheldon Nations asks us, all the world's silver or all the world's Bitcoin are valued roughly the same. Which would you rather own? The silver.
Yeah, Bitcoin to me, I feel like that's just a fad.
I'm not going to ever trust it. I'm not ever going to trust it.
I don't know anything about that
stuff.
I mean,
NFTs have already gone away.
I don't know anything about it. I just, in my mind, I just believe
silver,
that it's just
that price is never going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather have that. Shelby Beach, why isn't there a Guys Naming Dudes podcast? $1 million idea. Barstool should have done this a long time ago. All right, I say this year during the bye week.
Do they not do that in some form or fashion?
Sometimes they do it.
Or they just do it for fun.
Yeah.
Like
I say during the bye week, we do a Guys Naming
Dudes.
We're going to do a full podcast.
Just press record and hey,
1 hour
who do you got?
Guys Naming Dudes. All right.
I can do it.
All right.
Brandon Tofield.
Oh. That's a good one. There's no question about that. I don't know if he's Dominic Davis good, but he's good.
Oh, man.
What with this new era of college football, have you realized we could see teams play one another three times in a season? Imagine a rubber match of 2011 at Bama LSU. Are there being not one but three Ohio State-Michigan games in a season? Very possible.
Yep.
I think it's great.
I wouldn't be tired of that at all.
We got three Egg Bowls? And imagine the team that wins all three.
I mean, four or five baseball games is enough for me.
It's nothing compared to what three football games would get.
Yeah, like
State Ole Miss SEC championship game, you can't play that in Atlanta. You got to play that in a prison.
Some people,
you got to have maximum security.
Yeah, some people they get tired of seeing Bama and Georgia, and I just don't.
I don't get tired of seeing
great players and great coaches versus each other.
It's like saying
you
get tired of seeing the Chiefs play the Bills. I don't. No. I don't. I want to see those games as much as I can.
I want to see the greatest players versus the greatest players and the greatest coaches against the greatest coaches. I want to see that as much as possibly can.
Cody Clark, I turned 40 last week and got my first smoker. Awesome. Oh. Who should I follow? Where should I get great recipes from? Cody, you kind of look like Malcolm Reed, so you should definitely be following How to Barbecue Right. The three guys on YouTube, what, you don't think? Kind of look like.
No. I was just looking at this DM I got, a guy from Shenandoah, Iowa.
Read it.
KMA Radio,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, is this fake? Kiss My Radio? Could that be a possibility?
Possibly. Who is it from? What's the name of the guy?
Trevor Mader.
That's not a good start. Okay, go ahead.
Sports Operation Coordinator for KMA Sports.
Is this on Twitter?
Yes.
Trevor Mader.
Yeah.
Spell it.
M-A-E-D-E-R.
Mader, okay. Trev Mader 96?
That's it.
Okay.
I just see he's from Iowa.
This looks legit. Okay.
This looks
all right. So what does he want?
He wants to do an interview.
With you?
Yeah.
He wants you on Iowa Sports Radio?
I guess I want
you to go on there and just talk about how good friends you are with Brandon Walker.
Oh, God.
I love Brandon Walker. All right. Cody, I was going to say the three guys on YouTube whose recipes I use the most and I follow the most are How to Barbecue Right, Malcolm mm-hmm. Reed. Heath Riles.
Cody Kennedy's doppelganger.
His doppelganger. Heath Riles Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. And Chud's Barbecue, who's a guy who's a Texas barbecue
guy. Did Heath Riles do the thing with Dak?
Maybe. I have to look. I don't know about this.
A guy came to Dak's. No, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. A guy came to Dak's house and did a crawfish bowl.
Oh, and that was the Meat Church. That's another guy.
Meat Church. That's
yeah,
right.
Meat
that's
Church
right.
is a good one to check as well.
Yep.
Yeah, that guy's a big Cowboys fan, so yeah. Those are guys. All you can find them on YouTube. They make their recipes really easy to follow, and they almost all of those guys have products you can buy that help you, like their rubs.
I tell you who me and my friend Nathan really love.
Tell me,
Big Jake.
I know who Big Jake is. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
he's good.
The guy that we don't know how old he is.
Right.
He could be 18 or he could be 40.
Right.
We don't know. And Nathan got him to send me a cameo one day.
Oh, nice.
He's like, hey there, Rob. You know, he's like super nice guy. He's like, hey there, Robbie. This is from your friend Nathan. He just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and say you still suck at fantasy football. And
there you go.
And I was like, that doesn't sound like you, Big Jake. Just be super nice.
Well, when you get paid, you got to say what you got to say.
He did some, it was kind of like some pork rinds, pork belly.
Mm-hmm.
Like the outside of was like the
super
crust.
Crispy. You can do that, yeah.
Yeah, it looked delicious.
Yeah.
All the stuff that guy does looks really good.
It looks
good.
Great, yeah. Cameron Worm.
Hey, everybody.
Cameron Worm.
Big Worm.
Anything special you will do or certain chores you will complete before football is back next weekend? I don't have anything on the honey-do list. I'm good.
I've pretty much done everything, but I mean, there's something. I'll virtually live outside the times I don't have work to do.
Yeah.
And so, like, I've done, like, yesterday I pulled up two pine trees and cut those up with the axe. I actually hit myself in the head with a stick that flew up after I cut through it with an axe, because I'm getting some firewood ready for some friends are coming over for the Arizona State game, and we're going to be on the back porch. So I'm going to put some fire on in the back porch. So I don't know if I have anything. I mean, there's always something though.
Yeah,
right now I have some blackout.
The good news is though, if my wife is in a couple weeks, is like, can you do this? I can just say no.
But here's the thing though,
not gonna.
Your wife does that stuff sometimes.
Yeah, she's a little more handy than I am.
Most of the time, your wife doesn't ask you to do things. She just does
them. She just does them, yeah.
She knows you're not going to do it in a reasonable amount of time.
No, that's not true. If I get asked to do something, I'll do it. Sometimes she does stuff, and then I end up with a flooded house.
That's true.
And
sometimes she doesn't.
I get waterboarded for an hour.
Well, that's what happened with Becky. She found this thing on TikTok.
Oh, no.
Where you put aluminum foil in the sink and you dump your grease in it. And I'm always like,
don't
do that. Just take the pan, go outside and dump the grease out.
Mm-hmm.
And take the water and the water hose and just wash it out that way. Because that way we don't have to risk anything, like a whole thing. Well, she did it one night and just dumped it into the sink.
Yeah.
Like it came out and she never told me.
Oh, no.
So I wake up one morning and both sides of the sink are full of water.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened? And I have somewhere to be.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, the sink's clogged. I was like, with what? And she said,
bacon grease.
Grease. I was like, oh my God. So I had to like shut off all the water and everything. I had to get a bucket, put it underneath, and unscrew the cap, and let all the water run out, and dig into that thing, and get all the grease out.
Not good. You should just buy Fry-Away.
I don't, what is that?
You know what Fry-Away is?
No.
Fry-Away is this substance. You can buy it at Walmart. You have hot grease, right? Big pot of hot oil. You fry chicken or whatever.
Soaks it up?
You put in like however many tablespoons per cup of oil, and it turns it into a solid mass that you can just cut out of the pan and throw in the trash.
Does it, if you have a skillet, does it mess up the...
No.
Oh, nice.
No, it's very nice.
I'm one of those.
I fried some pork chops last night, and I put in a couple scoops of Fry-Away.
Ooh.
And then a few hours later, I just cut it out and throw it in the trash.
Are you a strictly do not put soap on skillet guy?
The cast iron skillet, yeah. I'll put a little soapy water. That's about it.
I don't put any soap on it.
I just
wash it off and wipe it off.
I don't know about that.
I want the taste to stay there.
I understand. Gib Ellis moved to Auburn a year ago, and it's been really great. What is it with State fans going to Auburn? I don't know what the deal is.
What are you doing, Gib?
Took the kids to Fan Day on Saturday and slipped into an alternate universe for a little while. Gib, the only people who go to Fan Day are Auburn fans. I just want to point that out. Nobody who's a Mississippi State fan just says, hey, I'm going to go to Auburn's Fan Day. I just want to point that out to you.
Why are Mississippi State people going to Auburn?
My question is this. What am I supposed to do with this autographed Hugh Freeze poster that Rhett Hobart gave me? Throw it away. Why did you even bring it home? You should have, like, right in front of him just been like, thanks for nothing.
Sounds to me that Gib is
becoming... Gib, you're an Auburn fan.
Gib is becoming an Auburn fan.
Yeah. War Eagle, Gib.
Disappointing.
It is. Outdoor sports, and he's a friend of Lee Battelle, too, so I'll have to get Lee on that. Outdoor sports enthusiast.
Lee is a supporter of the Auburn people that turned their back on Mississippi State.
Unbelievable. I've heard horrible rumors that not only is Coach Jeff Lebby trying to lose weight, but the entire staff is also trying to slim down. Can you verify this? And if true, how can we stop it? It is true.
Yep. I've asked them all. Weight. I started with Cody Kennedy back during the summer.
Yeah.
Saw him out there. He was losing weight to fit into his tux for his
weight. But now he's kept it going.
Yeah, he said he's just
Coach, you've won the race. Take off the uniform.
Yeah, Lebby is trimming up.
Don't like it.
It's a day. We told Kennedy the other day too. There's a dangerous precedent that's been set in the past with people that have lost weight and coached football here.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And baseball.
Yeah. Oh no, you're right, man. Yeah. Brad Baxter asks us, "What are your top three sports news story days on Twitter in recent memory?" I have three. Hugh Freeze getting fired is one.
Yep.
Saban retiring.
Yeah, that's up there.
And then I hate to say it, but Mike Leach passing away.
Yes.
That's my top three.
Yep.
All right, we'll move on. Let's see here. Brooks White. Bobby Petrino's... Oh, wait, that's not actually a question. He's just telling us about his thoughts on our podcast yesterday. Thanks, Brooks. Appreciate you listening. Alexandra Watson. Why do we refer to men by their last name, Bush, Obama, but women by their first name, Hillary, Kamala? It's a great question, Falk. Alex has a great question there. What do you think?
It's dependent on the person's name.
Well,
it sounds fine to call you Hey Dad.
Yeah.
But it sounds controversial when you call me Falk. Somebody calls me Falk, I feel like...
Hey, Falk!
Yeah, I feel like somebody's like you being disrespectful, idiot. You know? But I think it's kind of this... You know,
Like, Obama is one thing, like, because I don't know a lot of Barack's.
Yeah.
But if I just say, what do you think of George?
Yeah,
like,
right.
What George am I talking about?
Right.
But if you say Bush, I know what you're saying, right?
Like, I'm not going to call Hillary Clinton or Harris, Kamala Harris. Those are distinguishable names.
Yeah, agreed. So, Jeffrey Chancellor, this is a great question. This is one of the best questions we've ever gotten. What's worse, only having one chiclet, one Pringle, or one piece of popcorn?
Popcorn.
One kernel of popcorn is not getting the job done.
That's not doing anything.
No.
I mean, one of any of these is not. Pringle is probably the more satisfying of the three.
If you're eating Pringles, I'm like, give me one. I can have a Pringle, right?
Yeah, that's just a chip. Yeah. I just need a chip.
Yeah. But one,
popcorn.
One kernel of popcorn.
Yeah,
no
you can't
good.
Do it.
All right.
I don't know if you can even eat a handful of popcorn.
Yeah, I want popcorn, yeah. Jeff Chancellor, again, rank these wizards from most powerful to least powerful. Gandalf, Voldemort, Doctor Strange, the Pinball Wizard, The Wizard of Oz. Voldemort is number one on the least powerful.
He had to have a wand, did he not?
Not only that. Right?
And he couldn't defeat a kid.
Like, he couldn't even take over a school. Never mind the planet.
I mean, Pinball Wizard would probably be probably the least powerful.
That guy was a blind guy who could play pinball.
Yeah, but
Voldemort
could kill people.
Okay. The Wizard of Oz was just a guy, by the way. Not really a real wizard. So I'm going to go...
I mean, he had the mind control. Like he was able to manipulate.
Yeah.
He manipulated an entire city, and actually beyond that,
but
he manipulated an entire world.
Yeah. So we'll go Pinball Wizard, Voldemort, The Wizard of Oz, Gandalf, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange
can change reality.
The entire. Yeah.
Right. All right.
He can take you from one universe to another. So. Yeah.
Matty Light, before my question, I want to tell Brian I'm sorry I have to take a break from Sports Talk Mississippi. I understand Ole Miss will be good, but I just can't take it anymore. It's not just praise for Dart or Nolan. It's our third team linebacker would start at Ohio State. Will Howard is the best backup in America. You should be commended for not losing it every day. Anyway, rate these Creed songs.
Wait until Brian has to sit through Sports Talk Mississippi like after...
Oh,
once
they beat like LSU or something. Like,
it's
going to be tough.
It's going to be rough.
One Last Breath, My Own Prison, Torn. My own personal rankings are Torn, One Last Breath, My Own Prison.
I think mine are in that order. They're not in my top three, though, I don't think.
Okay. Oh, no, they're not in my top three.
But
Torn is. I love Torn.
Yeah, but that's probably my ranking there with those.
Caleb Goddard, I'm planning on going to Churn and Spoon this weekend to get the Oreo cheesecake ice cream. When I order, should I ask for the Thunder and Lightning to see if it works? Yes.
Do it.
See what happens.
See if and when they're like, I'm sorry, what?
Has,
like the thunder and lightning. Trained
his employees properly.
Stand your ground. If they keep asking what that is, stand your ground.
Perry Cafeteria, a sentient cafeteria, has asked us, do you have any items from college that you still use regularly? I have the same crock pot, griddle, and shaker of paprika.
Hey, you know what, Perry? Why don't you just go outside and play, Perry Cafeteria?
Oh.
Why don't you just go outside and play?
Do we have a problem here?
You keep stuff from 20 years ago?
Did he say
really?
Something about video games?
Yeah, he did.
Never mind.
Twice in a row when I mentioned video games, he's sent me a message that said, or sent me a tweet that says, go outside and play.
Guess what, Perry? Moving on.
I might add, this is a man that calls himself a cafeteria on social media telling someone else.
We're done with it. We're moving on.
You disrespected the podcast, Perry Cafeteria.
Walking Bully. State is
suspended for 1 week.
All right. I have no problem with that. Walking Bully. State is on its fifth head coach in 8 seasons. I cannot think of another Power 4 school that has had that many coaches in the last 8 seasons. Do you know of any? No.
It's a very strange situation, and I mean, most of it's not Mississippi State's fault, but
Leach would still be here if he hadn't passed away. What was worse to watch, the 2016 defense or the 2023 offense? It's clearly the offense. At least the 2016 defense made the games were exciting. There were a lot of points.
Yeah.
Offense, bad offense is no good. Rob Hadaway, we got four more questions here we'll get through. Rob Hadaway, American football will never be an Olympic sport, but if it were, how do you think it would be contested in a 2-week time frame? That's a really good question.
It is, and I think our team would not be very good.
Well, it depends on
who we
send.
Our best players are getting ready for the season.
I think we could send a college like B team instead.
They're getting ready for the season too. I mean, it's probably going to be like XFL players.
So then, doesn't it need to be a winter Olympic sport? Football's not a summer sport anyway.
You played it in February. When is the Winter Olympics? January?
Yeah. Played after the season?
Yeah, you could.
You could do that.
So. I was thinking about this the other day. Baseball. Would your baseball team be like your top prospects in minor leagues and college players?
It used to be.
That's what I would do. I would
like
bring
Will
that
Clark
back.
Will Clark was on the American team as his senior year.
Palmeiro was too, was he not?
I don't know. Was Palmeiro?
We've been their junior year.
Yeah. Well, 84. Their sophomore year.
Sophomore, yeah.
Yeah.
I really would love to see more baseball. I want to see Olympic baseball. I think that would be incredible.
All right. Also from Rob, last week I saw an English translation of the French national anthem. Is it the meanest college football fight song? So here are the lyrics to Le Marseillaise. Ready? This is in English. Arise, children of the fatherland, our day of glory has arrived. Against us the bloody flag of tyranny is raised. The bloody flag is raised. Do you hear in the countryside the roar of those ferocious soldiers? They're coming right into your arms to cut the throats of your sons, your comrades.
Oh.
To arms, citizens, form your battalions. Let's march, that their impure blood should water our fields.
Okay.
Can you imagine if we screamed that to Ole Miss? Your impure blood will water our field.
If Jeff Lebby gives this speech before the Egg Bowl, State might win it.
I'm in. Kyle Wilson, I took your advice on Dots Pretzels. Amazing.
Good.
Got any more snack recommendations? Preferably ones you can leave in a vehicle, no refrigeration or heating. Here's what I've learned about snacks. Dots is the exception to this rule, right? The best snacks are not available in grocery stores. You gotta like look online.
Stores.
No, you gotta go online. Yeah, so like
beef jerky.
The best beef jerky is available online. There's a place. Here we go. You ready? There's this place that sells nuts that I like.
They have nuts. Huh?
I do. They have like sugar cookie cashews and Nashville hot pecans and stuff like that. Really good. And it's a little pricey, but it's good.
You can't leave this in the hot car, but. I love that Reese's trail mix that's got
really
like pretzels, Reese's,
really good.
Peanuts.
Love the Gardetto snack mix.
Ooh.
Better than Chex. It's better than Chex.
That was my go-to when I was a kid.
Yeah. Especially the chip. If you just want to get the bag of those,
just
the rye chips. Yeah. Really good. Combos, still good in my opinion. I'm a fan. My favorite candy bar, I've had this discussion before, is the Whatchamacallit.
Pork rinds is a can't miss.
Pork rinds are really good. Or if you can get those, some of the places sell the chicken skins in a bag. That's a good one.
Mm.
That's a good one. So those are all good choices. Last one from RJ Sweatman. Brian, as you have started your multimedia empire, what is next? Man, I don't know that I'm ever going to change what I'm doing right now. I like what I'm doing. I like my job. I would have to get a hell of an offer to leave.
I mean, I would like to grow, whether it be with this podcast or whatever we're doing. I'd like to continue to grow, but I mean, I'm really happy myself doing what I'm doing too.
Last one here from RJ. Rank these podcasts: The Slant, Keep It 100, The Boneyard. Keep It 100 was just Brandon Walker by himself. It really wasn't as good.
What's funny is that's the name of Conan's podcast.
Yeah, and they had a conversation about that.
Really?
Yeah, he tweeted at him when he tweeted out his podcast, and Brandon was like, hey, that's the name of my podcast, too.
And Conan was probably like, shove it up your...
No, Conan was actually really cool. He's like, oh, man, what do you talk about? And so Brandon's like, it's Mississippi State sports. He's like, oh, man, that's cool. And Brandon's like, I talk about other stuff, too. He's like, oh, that's really cool. And so I never forget this, Brandon, because I was tagged in it. Brandon texted me. He was like, how about you keep it 100, and I'll change mine to let me speak on this. And Conan was like, yes.
Should have done it.
It was awesome. So, but that being said,
Ulale.
That's going to be second. Arriba that's going to be third. Boneyard, look, Boneyard is still a competitor of ours, obviously, but I will give respect. That podcast, especially when he was in the heat of the Ole Miss stuff, that was must-listen podcast. When he was coming on there every week and be like, here's what's going to happen in Oxford, and he was telling you exactly what was going to happen, you couldn't miss it. The Slant was the best, though, when it was Brandon Walker and Chad Bumpus.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great podcast. Those two guys had never met when I put them together.
Just a random...
Bumpus came to me, and he was like, hey, can you help me? I need to get some credits for my media class, and they mentioned this. And I was like, yeah. And I had been trying to get Brandon, and I was like, this could be a good vehicle to put them together. And they just worked. The single funniest moment in Bulldog Sports Radio history is the roast of Bob Carskadden that we had where... it was the roast of Chad Bumpus. But Bob was there, and he got roasted by Brandon Walker, where when Bob said, well, I feel like when you're leaving, part of me is missing. And Bob and Brandon just deadpanned and was like, part of you is missing.
Oh.
And I mean, I thought we were going to get thrown out of the building. It was six guys laughing uproariously at that. And it was just a really good podcast. It spawned some. I mean, to this day, you can still get a shout-out to Chad's mom. You know, and hey, mama. And it's just still, yeah. So that's my number one. All right, guys, tomorrow's show, great interview. I was really, really thrilled with how much time Dan Mullen was willing to give me to talk about his first year at Mississippi State and his advice for Jeff Lebby. So don't miss that on tomorrow's show, plus a lot more. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.